Blog Talk Radio.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar. Como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar. Dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violento, toca e se toca. De olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia.
Party in the Spirit of America party book. We're Saturday at noontime, and we've got our two computers open in case one crashes. We have the oldest computers in the world. They're made of wood. So how you doing today? The sun is out. Weather's cold in New York. And one of the big headlines is Harvard got caught cheating. Well, you know what? We're in trouble. I have no respect for Harvard graduates or Yale or Columbia or Occidental or Georgetown. And if Notre Dame doesn't come back to God, you can throw them in the same chamber pot. Too many communists who hurt this country are spawned in Stalin workshops. KGB graduates infiltrated Los Alamos to get atomic secrets. Yet we can't get Obama's communist homework and records. The Berlin Wall came down with our guard, and now our universities are communist Trojan horses. Giddy up, comrade. Look what they've done to our feminized military. Two communist victories. The best won't join, and the worst cover up fast and furious. Benghazi and the Afghanistan reversals. Iraq has been handed over to Iran. And they've been covering up the murder of American troops in Afghanistan until it reached 2,000, and they were classifying the dead as NATO troops, so everybody would think they were being buried in Holland. We now arm our enemies and give them nuclear superiority. We help Jew killers encircle Israel in a death trap. There's a noose closing around Israel's neck. While we continue to feminize a once great civilian military, there goes the argument, the draft versus volunteers. And I got to tell you, a Patton will take a drafted military over volunteers any day of the week. Right, George? You men. He spoke to everybody, not a select few. God bless the select few that still love this country enough to fight for it. But that's only 1% of the nation, less than 1% of the nation. So, while we continue to feminize a once great civilian military that destroyed in 4 years on four continents all who heard us, 12 years after 9/11, we still can't put back two buildings that were destroyed in an hour. Now the communists want to disarm the good people so that the bad people can kill us and our children. Communism is the gun that has to be outlawed. 4,700 American babies a day have their skulls crushed, and we call ourselves civilized. I know guppies that eat less children in a fish tank. We complain about the politicians, yet we send them back to another term to do more damage. We exploit the child molesters in the Catholic Church to destroy the Catholic Church. But senators can go to countries and molest young girls and boys for free when they're not starting a shadow family in Washington, D.C. Stalin's dream was to destroy the three greatest attributes that made America strong. Patriotism, watch out, Boy Scouts, you're under siege. Spirituality, watch out, Boy Scouts, and morality. Yep, and those are the three things in America that we're short of today. And it all began in the 60s. That's when the churches started emptying out. And nuns and priests left the priesthood. And what was the reason? The reason I got last night was the pill. Think about that one. If this nation was a day of entertainment in the Coliseum, we would be throwing six-year-old minds to the lions. So when you hear someone say, give it the old college try, run like hell. My high school education in love of God and country is the master's degree. And when we fall, who is going to take us in?
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and radio show. From time to time, you have probably seen, I'm sure, because they fly everywhere, the black POW flag to remind us that there are guys who gave their entire devotion to this country who may be in prisoner of war camps yet that we don't know about, that are covered up. Many of the Vietnam vets say guys were left behind. The government refused to acknowledge that there were still POWs left behind in Vietnam. If you take a lesson from the Soviets, when they captured 2 million German troops, they weren't allowed to go home. They were all buried in the Soviet Union after they surrendered. There was no repatriation. Just like the Russians raped 2 million German women on the way to Berlin. Yes, communists are evil people. They have no God. They only follow orders. But going back to that black flag, you see that picture of that POW, his head is bowed. He's bowed. And all he can think about is the homeland that he cannot return to. And it must be a horrible feeling if you've ever been forgotten, even for 20 minutes at an airport. You know what it's like, that sinking feeling you get when everybody let you down. I also, when I see that the GI, the POW on that black flag, I have in the past substituted a fetus that the communists will tell you was not human. Yeah, like global warming. They had to change global warming because it became obvious they were lying, so they changed it to climate change. When they were murdering children as a result of the Roe versus Kids of victory, they said the fetus was nothing. It was not human. And people debated, what is it, a carrot? A tomato? But that goes to show you how brainwashed we are. When you picture a fetus on there, and the POW stands for prisoner of the womb. But I'm going to go back to regular POWs. Some POWs are not in foreign lands. Some prisoners of war are right here in this country. And I'm going to read you the letter from one POW's wife. The gentleman's name, let me see if I can find page one here. The gentleman's name is Evan. And he's rotting away. He's rotting away. This is a sad story, man. He's rotting away, I think, in Fort Leavenworth. Dear friend, this is from his wife, Miss Elisa Vela. Okay? You want to do something for Latinos? Get her husband out of jail. I am so scared, and I wish I could hold your hand and pray for strength, because I am going to need it. My name is Elisa Vela, and my husband is Sergeant. So this guy made Sergeant in the Army. Evan Avella of the U.S. Army. I just sent you a picture of our family. It was taken a few days ago after the birth of our daughter, Blair. He's got two kids. But now he may not be able to hold his little girl for 5 more years. You see, just 6 days after she was born, he was deployed to Iraq. And now he is sitting in Fort Leavenworth prison for a crime he did not commit. Now, anybody that's a member of that POW association should be looking to help an American POW in an American jail. Please bear with me, I'm so upset. But I want you to know what really happened and why my husband is the victim of a witch hunt by Iraqi officials and the politically correct bureaucrats here in the U.S. We don't want to upset the apple cart while our soldiers are still trying to root out Islamic terrorists in Iraq. It happened in May of 2007, so this guy's been riding for 5 years already. Evans' sniper unit was deep behind enemy lines in a dangerous Iraqi war zone known as the Triangle of Death. Evan and his men hadn't slept in days, were physically exhausted and dehydrated from the 120-degree desert heat. Well, you can dismiss those as excuses. I know how you liberals think. Any country but mine. Still, they know they had to complete their mission, keeping watch on a village rumored to be hiding Al-Qaeda terrorists. And then it happened. An Iraqi national by the name of Janai Nasser al-Janabi came within feet of their hidden post. Knowing Nasir would signal to insurgents in the village and expose the whole unit, Evans' commanding officer pinned Nasir to the ground and yelled at Evan to shoot him. Evan did as he was trained. He obeyed his superior commander and shot Nasir. That's the kind of split-second decisions our soldiers are forced to make if they want to stay alive. Evan knows he did the right thing. His sniper unit was kept safely hidden, and he had protected his fellow men. But high-ranking officials in the Iraqi government didn't see it that way. You see that Obama has given Iraq to Iran. All of the sacrifices and all of the wins by Bush and Rumsfeld have now been undone. Obama is the great undoer of America. So the Iraqi government didn't see it that way, and the Iraqi Minister of Human Rights demanded blood for blood. So, to appease Iraqi officials, Evan and two other soldiers in his unit were indicted for the death of Janai Nasir. But wait, it gets even worse. The other two soldiers, including Evan's commanding officer, who ordered him to shoot Nasir, were sent home to be tried in a U.S. military court, where they were both acquitted. But the Iraqi government demanded that Evan be tried in an Iraqi court, and our government agreed to it. My dad and I flew to Iraq to witness the trial. I was scared, yet filled with hope, after the other two soldiers were acquitted. So you can imagine my shock and horror when the judge pronounced Evan guilty of unpremeditated murder. My dad and I held each other and cried. Evan was sentenced to 10 years in Fort Leavenworth prison. He has served nearly 5 years already. No Bush with a pardon pen. No Obama with a pardon pen. The only one that has a pardon pen is Bill Clinton. For $149 million, you can get a pardon. My dad and I held each other and cried. Evan was sentenced to 10 years, and our world has simply fallen apart. Our little boy misses his dad, and our baby girl doesn't even know him. When I take her to visit Evan in prison, he is not allowed to hold her. It is heartbreaking for him to be so close to her. What my husband did was murder, then sooner or later, every member of the U.S. Armed Forces will be put behind bars just for doing what they're trained to do in combat. People with no skin in the game sacrifice without pause those who have to put their lives on the line. Please, I know that times are hard for everyone right now, but if you have a few dollars, if you could send them to help Evan Vela. And if you want to do that, it's care of United American Patriots, P.O. Box 96565, Washington, D.C., 20090 is the zip. And whatever you can do would help. And it's for Evan, E-V-A-N, Vela, V-E-L-A. Vaya con Dios, Evan. And I'm sorry that we weren't brave enough to defend you in your hour of bravery. So, Oh, here's the rest of the story. He's not allowed to touch his little daughter's face. When Evan was in Iraq, I could bear the long months apart because I knew he was so proud of what he was doing. He was proud to protect our country, and his sacrifice was worth being away from his family. Now we both feel so helpless that it's a terrible disaster. A tornado could not do that kind of a disaster. The trial wiped out every bit of our savings. And, you know, your government knows how to run. They know how to run. And Evan's conviction means that we will have lost all his military pay and benefits. I had wanted to stay home to raise our children, but now I'm on my own just trying to keep a roof over our heads and food on the table. When Evan was in the Army, we were able to make a decent living. We knew we would never get rich, but at least we would make ends meet. Now I lie awake at night wondering how on earth we will survive this nightmare. And then she plugs the United American Patriots. And the guy's name is Major Bill Donahue. He founded the UAP when he heard that innocent U.S. Marines and Army soldiers were being second-guessed for their split-second actions in combat. I think that any JAG officer who has never been in combat can rule a prison penalty for somebody who has fought for this country should be tarred and feathered and drummed out of the Corps. Less lawyers, please, and less liberal lawyers, because liberal is just a fancy name for communist. Okay, so that's my pitch for the POWs, and the POW Association should look into these GIs. That's one story. I got two other stories floating around here. Also, guys that were sent to prison for shooting back, and I'm sure there's 100 incidences where they have been unjustly punished by the communist junta in the Pentagon. We are overrun, my friends, and the enemy is among us. America is under attack by the communists right now on about five fronts. One of the fronts is the attack on the Boy Scouts. And that's a situation where when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And I'll give you an example. They're trying to infiltrate the Boy Scouts with homosexuals, using homosexual prejudice as their key to the door. And of course, most Americans will avoid those kind of accusations like the plague. Americans are labeled terrorized. They dread being labeled a homophobe. They dread being labeled a racist.
They dread being labeled an anti-Semite. And I'm the only guy in on the airwaves that uses the word communist, because we've all been brainwashed, and certain words no longer are part of your vocabulary by order of the Communist Party. How they get rid of them is that's their key. So here they're going to assail the Boy Scouts, which part of the Boy Scout motto was to be morally straight. Straight meaning straight. And they're going to tear that organization down. Because it's almost a semi-religious, and communists hate religion. That's why they shot the Pope. Yeah. Anyway, and if the Pope was here, he'd be shot here too. A nation that murders 4,700 American babies a day has no moral compass. And they will not have any compassion for teenagers. Homosexual rights are the tool of the communists to destroy patriotism, morality, and spirituality. Look how they destroyed the military. If the U.S. was a corporation, we would be ripe for a takeover. You don't brainwash a people overnight. It takes years to condition the mind that evil is good and good is evil. And very few people will stand up for the Boy Scouts. Already, corporations like UPS is bragging that they're pulling money away from the Boy Scouts. They never gave much, but they're taking a position. So they're taking a political position, and AT&T is another one. And if you Google, you can see who is attacking the Boy Scouts. And so the end result will be that parents not wanting to have any confrontation that would upset their child is going to quietly withdraw from the Boy Scouts, a communist victory. And the Boy Scouts will be forced to cave. And then that organization will make homosexuality a priority. And so more people will drop out. Just like they just took a poll the other day, and 17% of the Marine Corps said, the men said that they would leave the Marine Corps if women take up combat positions. That's a victory for the communists. They have weakened the Marine Corps, and they have strengthened their position in control of the Marine Corps. And when you see generals like Dempsey covering up Benghazi, you know we're in trouble. When you see a General Petraeus with his sex problems covering up Benghazi, you know we're in trouble. When you see General Allen salam aleikuming everybody and sending pictures over the internet of him without a shirt, and he gets acquitted for being a jerk, you know we're in trouble. And those are key people in positions of power that have life and death decision-making capability. We're in trouble. And that's why I say we're overrun. And the communists are winning. When the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. How can you tell a communist? See if he believes in God. That's the first step. Atheists make good communists. Secularists make good communists. Communists make good communists. So, be careful. You don't want to be betrayed.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all
Infiltration of the Boy Scouts. This is from an outfit called Grassroots Action. The Boy Scouts of America is under siege from homosexual rights activists within their own ranks. Two members of their executive board, James Turley, CEO of Ernst & Young, and Randall Stephenson, CEO of AT&T, are behind the aggressive push to have the Scouts embrace homosexuality and allow gay members and leaders into their ranks. For more than 100 years, the Boy Scouts have enjoyed a rich history and tradition of building moral character and instilling lifelong values that help foster a conscientious, responsible, and productive society. How many times have you heard the words, he's a good Scout? Right? And what's the Boy Scout motto? And be prepared. Boy, too bad they didn't have that motto at Benghazi, huh? So, it's really sad. And I'll tell you something. Once again, just like in the military, it's going to force good, honest, decent, responsible people out, and you're going to get the dregs of society in exchange. And that's going to... destroy us. And that's the goal of the communist, international communist movement, to destroy the United States. And they have all factions working for that one goal. Homo-Leninists, Islamo-Leninists. It's really sad. Afro-Leninists, and the infiltration didn't start yesterday. It's been going on since the 30s, and people are now starting to realize, like Monica Crowley, who just came out with the book, What the Hell Just Happened? No, it didn't just happen. Nothing happens. Nothing just happens. When you got a cancer, it starts with one cell. It is really sad. Really, really sad. Okay, so let me give you a tune. We'll give you the Dirty Boogie.
Yeah. dirty boogie for me. It's a dirty boogie for me.
Let me mention one thing before it slips my mind. You've been following the hearings. You know what? I can't stand to see Obama anymore. If he comes on the stage one more time, I think I'm, you know, that's it. It's going to be that'll be the end for me. Every time I see this guy, he's doing a campaign speech. He has no substance. But anyway, I'm looking at the hearings, and I'm talking about the hearings for John Kerry. 94% of this, 94 senators voted for John Kerry. Old John, Hanoi John, got a pass from everybody. He's a brother senator. And then, a couple of days later, they have a hearing for Chuck Hagel. Chuck Hagel is evil personified. Chuck Hagel is anti-Israel. Chuck Hagel is a bad boy. But you know what? Chuck Hagel has his own opinion, and he's not molded by which way the windsock is blowing. I don't agree with Chuck Hagel, just like I didn't agree with the guy that ran the doctor from Texas, whose son is now priming for the presidency, Paul. Rand Paul's dad. I didn't agree with him, but he had some good points, but I felt on international we would lose, and we lose all the time. Anytime Americans go into negotiations, they lose. They come out and say we won, but they lost. Go all the way back to Korea. Every time we sit down in negotiations, we lose. The Russians, the communists eat our lunch. Go to Korea, go to Vietnam. I'm reading a book now on how the communists won the war in Vietnam, right here in New York City and in Chicago, and how they dried up the source of ammunition and gasoline for the Vietnamese. They killed them. They killed the Vietnamese people. They wanted out of the war. They didn't care. And any way to do it, I don't care what you do, get rid of them. And that's what happens. Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield. And then they promise, like LBJ, to never run again. You're the commander-in-chief, and you're watching your people, 58,000 of them, coming back in body bags. And you tell me that you're walking off the job? You got to be kidding me. Without solving the problem? And he gets a pass. And the Democrats killed us. And then Nixon got him off the hook. 2 seconds after Nixon took responsibility, the Democrats turned into the Viet Cong. He's bombing in Laos. He's just bombed Hanoi. He's not trying to stop the war. What cowards. What communists. So I'm watching Hegel. And the one thing that I liked about Hegel, two things. He's from Nebraska, and Nebraska pays its bills. And they're sensible people. And the other thing I liked about him was he pushed up his draft during NAM. You know how many guys were heading to Canada, Sweden, and would join Chris Matthews in Swaziland in Jimmy Carter's Peace Corps or Kennedy's Peace Corps? That's where they all hid out, man. College. Make a baby. Get off the hook. Send only the poor and the dumb. Yeah. But you know what? When you send only the poor and the dumb, you send the backbone of the country, and you kill that gene, that freedom gene, and all you got left are dopers and cowards. So Chuck Hagel did two things that were very courageous. One, he pushed up his draft. He volunteered for the draft. That means take me now. And then, after basic and advanced infantry training, he was scheduled for a gravy job in Germany. He wasn't going to be in a war zone. He was going to be in the guest house on the weekend pass, having beer and chasing girls. He had it made. And what did he do? He went to his commanding officer and says, I want to go to Vietnam. And he and his brother, I guess maybe his brother was going to Nam. He wanted to be with his brother. I don't know the reason. But he and his brother served in the same outfit. And I read somewhere that each one saved the other's life during their tour of duty. Now, you got to give a guy an A for it. You got to give a guy an A plus for that. Especially when guys like Al Gore showed up with four bodyguards and a 50 caliber typewriter. And John Kerry with the cameraman who walked around while he lit up a hooch and shot a guy in the back. It's Big John, Killer John. I killed under the orders of the American government. I burned villages. I reminisced with Genghis Khan. I was in Laos when we weren't supposed to be there. You know who John Kerry is? He's a Johnny Big Head. And now we've got him. 94 senators, not one. Only three senators opposed John Kerry. You know who they were? Ted Cruz, the Texicano. Cornyn, which I always felt was Kali Wali, this and that, but he stood up for freedom. And the third one was, Inhofe from Oklahoma. Those were the only three that stood up against John Kerry. Now, you take a look at that Republican Party. They're re-puppets. They have no liberty bells. And they're going along to get along, and they're laying low. They're rock hiders, under the rock hiders. They don't want any attention on themselves. They don't want to be labeled by the communists. They're running scared. So, for me, when I hear 12 Democrats came out against Hagel, and I caught Lindsey Graham one time at a hearing where he was bragging about making an example of a private in Iraq, if he had the chance to sentence him, he would have gladly done it. And I said, what a rat. What? And, you know, and then he sort of went underground. But if John McCain stops short, Lindsey Graham gets a broken nose. Yeah, we're in trouble, guys. We're in real trouble. And John McCain, whose hero was Ted Kennedy. I say he should have, when he retires, he should open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. Ted Kennedy, the head of the Chappaquiddick SEALs, that let a woman drown over 2 hours. She had 2 hours of air in the back of that car in 9 feet of water. And Ted Kennedy, the only thing he was worried about is who was going to take the rap for him. And then he stands up there and he tells the world he's a Catholic. I love it. And Kerry, too. I'm a Catholic. And they both vote to kill kids. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, unbelievable, man. We are Mondo Cane. We have gone to the dogs. We are a nation gone to the dogs. There is only one God in this country. It's Oscar. We worship the God Oscar. But anyway, so now we hear 12 Democrats, 12 Republicans are against Hagel, but only three were against Kerry. Kerry did more damage. When he was demonstrating and throwing his medals over the White House wall, and it turns out they weren't the real medals. He kept the real medals in case he wanted to change sides. I was for the war in Iraq, but now I'm against it. I was for my marriage, but now I'm against it. And now he's going to be Secretary of State. I got pictures of him sitting in front of a Vietnamese flag as a backdrop. I got pictures of him sitting in Hanoi with a bust of Ho Chi Minh in the middle of the picture. Yeah, he's the great compromiser. The man of the people, helped all his people in Massachusetts. You know what he did? He decided to help the boating industry in Massachusetts, so he had the boat built in New Zealand. His yacht. He had his yacht built in New Zealand because he wanted to make sure that nobody lost a job in Massachusetts in the boating industry. And then he smuggled it into Providence, Rhode Island, and hid it there to avoid taxes in Massachusetts, because only the little people pay taxes. Yeah, and this is the guy, you know what he's doing right now? He's wishing that he had a radio station like Al Gore. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't want to say that he divorced his first wife because her net worth wasn't as big as his second wife. I'm sorry, honey. It's a business decision. It has nothing to do with our relationship. Yeah, unbelievable. And now we got Geraldo Rivera. He wants to run for the Senate in New Jersey. I could see him on the platform with his five wives. Yeah, oh, my God. And we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Yep, the three enemies of America are the three Ds: drugs, divorce, and Democrats. Okay, so I covered that situation. I'm disappointed that they gave Hagel more heat than they all brown-nosed Kerry. And whatever the outcome is on Hagel, if he makes it, it's okay by me. We got traitors all over the place. If he's going to hurt us, I don't think he'll hurt us as much as some of the others. And, you know, we've gone from the voting for the lesser of two evils to voting for all evil. Oh, man, we in trouble. And speaking of trouble, the Sausage Nation goes overboard. I call Mike Savage's show the Sausage Nation because he's always talking about food. And when he's not complaining about waiters and children in restaurants, he insists that his dog be waited on and be allowed to order the wine. Why? Yeah. Sarah Palin was assassinated a long time ago by porno wood communists. When the Communist Party sent 60 lawyers to Wasilla to go through her garbage pails, she was done. If O.J. had run against Obama, he could have beaten the Islamo-Kamo by 2 points. No Democrat would have said a discouraging word. But the bootshakers in the Repuppy Party ran a whispering campaign behind Palin's back. The Democamo Party of Death to Little Children treated her like a Bill Clinton treated Juanita Broderick. They even made fun of a moose stew. They will be taking her gun away soon. But the communist dig that hurt her the most was when SNL said she could see Russia from her kitchen window. And that laugh tonight was repeated by Mike Savage, who also slandered Sarah Palin. It was funnier than when David Letterman said he hoped Sarah's 12-year-old daughter would get raped by A-Rod during a seventh-inning stretch. Did anybody call David Letterman to account? No, not at all. Where's he work? He works on a station that has the call letters nothing but communists, NBC. Oh, he's CBS. That's the communist BS system. Yeah, unbelievable. They're all there, guys. You got no news today. You can get the truth more from Pravda. The laugh tonight was repeated by Mike Savage. You know, when Sarah said she could see Russia from a window, she never said that, yet there are people that I know, grown-ups that I know, that believe she said that because they seen it on Saturday Night Dead, which used to be the cocaine capital of TV. Yeah, they were dropping like flies there for a while. If you looked at the stage, you could see there was always a stretcher and a defibrillator on the side. Yeah. So Savage repeated the same joke. Savage has a vendetta against Fox, but none against NBC, who set him up to be destroyed with the nod of approval from the Queen of England, Piers Morgan. Yeah, he calls O'Reilly the leprechaun and Hannity the wallbanger. He reminds us he is from humble beginnings, but no one else is. He mentions Sarah's paycheck of $1 million from Fox. Yesterday I read she made $100 million and gave 63 of it to Obama in taxes for welfare. It is like when the lottery tells the suckers the prize is $100 million. The headline reads, "Sucker wins $100 million. And then $63 million go to the education system to pay for sex education and abortion counseling in a drug-free, gun-free school zone. I am glad that Sarah made big bucks for all the crap she took and all the mockery by the Clintonettes who think they have the presidency reserved for Hillary. Oh, hickory. Yeah. Do you know the difference between Hillary and Joseph Stalin? Stalin had a real blood clot. Today, as someone asked the Wicked Witch of the North, how does it feel to have a day off? She should have said, "At least I don't have to listen to those Benghazi crybabies begging for help in real time." She said she only had a video. I never saw so much communist ass-kissing at that cover-up hearing. I thought they were going to run out of chapstick and lip gloss. Yeah, Savage was out of line, and that's why he's in the doghouse. He needs a lesson on whispering sweet nothings. Practice on the dog first, Mike. Good luck, Lady Sarah. I look forward to the day you run Hillary ragged. There won't be enough boff bags in the line when the Tea Party names you as their presidential candidate. Imagine if Al Gore had beaten Bush, how much money he could have gotten for the USA. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle of the dimpled chads. One more small request, Lord. Could Todd Palin guide Bill Maher and David Letterman hunting on the oil-rich North Slope just before the pass closes? Yep, and I told you, the communist offensive has begun on five fronts. One is child murder protection. Two is seizing guns from law-abiding citizens. Three is legalizing illegal invasion. And four is abandoning the military in combat zones. And five is attacking a free speech. Child murder protection. The communist media hides the pro-life march. Did you see any coverage of the pro-life march? 500,000 people there, nothing. You put 6 communists on a corner, and they will get all the networks in 10 minutes. That is the same as not calling a witness in a murder trial. Did you know in Germany, you can't kill a kid after 15 weeks? Did you know the American taxpayer pays a $1,500 bounty per head times 3,000 heads every day to planned slaughterhood? 2, seizing guns from law-abiding citizens. Communists drag victims' body through the propaganda media using the Pravda media tools. Communist news network, CNN. Communist BS, CBS. Always Be Communist, ABC. Nothing But Communist, NBC. Communists pull on your heartstrings before they eat your heart out. Legalizing illegal invasion. They play the hardworking Latino like a fiddle. The communists never show the Mexican gangs that bring drugs across the border to keep the gringo high. Soon they will be bringing Chinese AK-47s. All drug dealers have guns. Just ask Eric Holder, who supplied 4 regiments of narco-communists killing between 40,000 and 70,000 Mexicans. Last night they had a whole room full of dead bodies they were showing. Oh, those bad Mexicans. Yes, we armed them to the teeth. And that was a backfire scheme. That was supposed to seize the guns here. They told the dealers to give the guns to the narco-terrorists. And then what they were going to do was lose the paperwork and arrest the dealers. You don't know how close you are to being buried in the Kremlin wall. Abandoning the military in combat zones. SEAL Team 6 lost and covered up by Obama's Pravda. They classified a phone-ahead ambush as a chopper crash. See YouTube, SEAL Team 6 sacrificed. 2,000 Americans killed by Obama, hidden in Obama's Pravda press, classified as NATO troops. But the 2,000 shovel-ready jobs were Americans. 2,000 mothers lost their national treasure. Bush in 8 years only lost 461. And the communist press named everyone their hometown, and stuck a mic in a mother's face asking, how do you feel about the war now? The Benghazi murders are committed by Obama, Clinton, and every staff member who watched Woods and Daugherty beg for help for 7 hours before the last 2 witnesses to cowardice in the face of the enemy were silenced. Dead men tell no tales, and Obama's Soros media covered it up. Attacking free speech. The mayor of the bloodiest gangs with guns city, Chicago, all illegal guns, committing black-on-black crime. The highest murder rate in gun-free zones. Rahm Emanuel is intimidating banks and businesses, telling them to punish law-abiding citizens and firms throughout the country. Yet he can't clean his own outhouse. Communists always violate the Constitution. Never let a good communist crisis go to waste. The communists have launched a 5 offensive that does not count the communist jihad against the Catholic Church and the media war led by Osama bin Laden against Fox News. The junta chief himself has attacked Fox and his lackey news outlets like Marine Killing NBC, who gets called second at press conferences right after Reuters in the New World Order press. Fox never gets called. They are being punished. Still their number one. But now it's as plain as the hump on Chuck Schumer's back. The communists are in power and we are under siege. This is our battle of the bulge. They and their allies intend to destroy the USA in 2 years of Scheitzkrieg. All 45 goals of the Communist Party entered into the congressional record in 1963 have been accomplished. They control the unions, the school, the black and the Latino vote. They have destroyed spirituality, morality, and patriotism. They destroyed and spit on the military back from Nam. Now they are cutting down the size. 45% of today's military is feminine. Porno Wood is the demo camo god. The flag burning by senators and Viet Congress mice is their rule of middle finger. And they even wrote off God in the party platform, and then they pretended to care. Just like they pretend to care about school kids. Soon they will give free narcotics to the beginners, legally. A doped-up nation can't fight back. Have you been treated yet for global warming? No more terms for termites. They must be driven out of office. Impeachment saves us time, and we can use it on all of them. Like my Jesus said, do it to them before they do it to us. Okay, www.mediacrapmatters.us, www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com, www.captainsblog.us. If you want some YouTube, SEAL Team 6 Sacrifice, YouTube, copy of Benghazi 911 call, YouTube, Flag Burners of Record, YouTube, 9/11, Danny Boy, YouTube, Lots of Heroes, books, Spirit of America Party, Take Me to the Beach. That's it, folks. We're signing off. I'll give you a tune. Let's see what we got here. Ooh, that's a religious one. I could get arrested for playing that tune. Let's see what we got. Come on. Come to Papa. Oh, that's too long. And you don't want a 7-minute song. Americans don't like long. If you want to win a war anywhere in the world, limit it to 4 years. 4 years? After 4 years, we get exhausted. Okay, we'll close with... Come back, my love.
Come back, my love. Don't go away. Come back, my love. Come back to stay. I love you so well. I want you to know I need your love so badly. Do the wang, do the wang, do the wang. I want you.
Baby,
I need your love so bad.